Sweet Music. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opal Song. Fandoms: Gundam Wing and Temeraire. Rating: Teen. Relationship: Troa Katra. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Dragons and Crossover. Part 5 of the Dragons and Their Boys series. Recorded for Something Incorporeal for ITBE 2017. The violin and the flute sang together, sharp, sweet, and husky notes winding around each other like two dragons rising in a tight spiral. The high, vaulted ceilings only amplified it, so that the music spilled over into the garden. Two dragons who had just met, she judged from the times they didn't keep in formation, and one would lag or add a few entirely unnecessary flourishes. But outside of battles, dragons only flew inside each other's trajectory for very specific reasons. "So?" she inquired blandly, laying her head down in front of one of the huge French doors so she could see her handler. "Nice mating ritual. Getting you anywhere yet?" The violin gave a shrill, discordant wail and went silent. The human with the shiny hair started going red in the face. Troa lowered the flute and sighed quietly, giving her a reproving look. Heavy arms scratched the underside of her jaw with a thick, dulled claw. "We were not! This isn't..." the boy sputtered. She gave him an amused look as Troa stopped him with a lifted hand and turned to her. "What do you want?" She considered. "Nothing." A small tilt of her head, so she could see the blonde rider better over the thick spurs that framed her jaw. "Maybe give hints to your dragon. He's not half as good at flirting as you are." Behind her, the ochre and sand dragon sputtered. "I beg your pardon. That is called being hospitable." She scratched her chin some more, watching him heavy-lidded. "A whole cow?" "A fat one, too. Very tasty. He'd even let her kill it herself. Her first blood. First taste of protein not grown in a vat." It wasn't a bad attempt at flirting at that, but... "Do you have an issue with Sandrock? I really wish we could all get along." "Actually, it's a rather good sign," Troa said. She eyeballed him. Troa was smirking faintly. But when the boy asked, "Is it?" he refused to explain. Good. Took all the fun out of teasing if he was going to warn people that she only did it to people she liked. When she didn't like people, why waste time and effort antagonizing them when she could just stomp them flat? It didn't take any energy, just gravity. Besides, if she kept Sandrock on his toes, maybe he'd bring her another cow. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!